I'm an anti-feminist because I think it's oppressive. I think it's anti-male. I think it's anti-femininity.
Now, it may be a very weak Brexit, but I tell you what, Brexit of any kind and leaving those treaties as well.
That's the best ever interview. The Michael Parkinson. You got nothing on this bloke.
G'day and welcome to Pello Talk. I'm Dave Pello. Now, one of the big issues in our society right at the moment is the issue of parental authority. Exactly when does your child become the property of the government, if at all? And where do the parents' rights stop in deciding what the child's childhood will be like? What kind of ideology, values, health decisions will be made by the parents? And where do their rights stop? There's a great article in The Australian recently by Bernard Lane. It's titled, Adults Fail by Giving In to Trans Teenagers. And in this, he's commenting, or rather he's writing about Mr. Stevenson, who is a clinical psychologist involved in helping the trauma victims from the Bali bombing. And he was commenting, this psychologist, on a submission by the Australian Psychological Society that doctors should be able to go ahead with under 16 trans surgery, for the record, that is mutilating a child by chopping off their breasts or genitals. With both parents opposed, the Australian Psychological Society is saying doctors should be able to surgically mutilate children with both parents opposed and no mandatory counselling for the adolescent as long as the clinicians were competent in assessing the teen's capacity to make the decision. For the record, I should probably note that the Australian Psychological Society doesn't use the word mutilation. They use nice euphemisms for that, such as surgery, trans, etc. So the APS, the Australian Psychological Society, claims 24,000 members, but Mr. Stevenson is part of a breakaway body, the Australian Association of Psychologists Incorporated, and they have now got about 8,000 members, people who are leaving the APA because they don't like the way they are being misrepresented by them. So I've actually been asked a question, and I want to address that in this video today. A viewer has written in and said, a few months ago, I started getting the feeling that little Jimmy was questioning if he was a girl. And so I asked him directly, and he responded with yes. And it was because he plays with girls at school rather than boys. I explained to him the concept of a tomboy, and explained that that can be like that for boys too. But that didn't mean he was a girl. But things have kept coming up, and he started expressing the desire for long hair and skirts, and was just questioning his gender constantly. And this concerned me because I didn't know what had brought this on. I also started noticing sexual behaviors at home, and often retreating to his bedroom for a few minutes before coming back. Now, I've actually had a bit of contact with this person asking the question, and she doesn't say in this email, but little Jimmy, obviously not his real name, is only 7 years old. She continues, at this point, I was pretty sure safe schools was being taught, and I questioned him on what was being taught at school, and his words in a matter-of-fact tone were, there are two ways to make other people feel nice. One is to be kind to them, and the other is with your penis. I was shocked and angry, and the only place it could have come from was school. But also it was the way he said it, like he was rehearsing something he had been told. I asked him where he learned that, and he said he learns it in health. He has also started saying things like, Mum, what if you got married to a girl, and what would happen if I married a dad? He sees all men as dads. He also came home last week and said his teacher told them that basically some people do like their own gender and we need to accept them even if we don't feel that way. We had an open classroom afternoon yesterday afternoon where little Jimmy showed us his health book and his teacher prompted him to show me the Safe Feelings worksheet he did that day in health, which was all about how to know if we are feeling safe, etc. And she asked if I could pass along Mareika Rancey's details, political posting mama. And better than that, I've got Mareika Rancey on the video right now. Marijke, thank you so much for joining Pillow Talk. What do you think about this mum's question?
Well, it's not, unfortunately, it's not an uncommon question. I've also received many times parents in the with these similar concerns, and they reach out to me as well with concern about what's going on. Obviously, very distressing for this mum. Unfortunately not new. We're in unprecedented times in our country. I obviously, along with many others, have tried to blow the whistle on what's going on with very sexualized programs, and obviously the transgender activism with this infiltration of gender theory that's being pushed onto kids. So I'm sure this mother's incredibly distressed, as many mothers are. And personally, I know of three cases now where the families have actually left the country because of concerns. Yeah. So in one particular, actually two particular cases, the children had diagnosed gender dysphoria. But in the cases of these families, they much preferred the sit and wait approach to not obviously get into any gender reassignment or hormone treatment. Yep. But both families were terrified that if they expressed their concerns that this agenda would be pushed and that would be the only option they'd be given with their rights removed. And so both families fortunately had psychologists who were supportive of their situation, just encouraged their children to be who they are, but to not obviously go that medicalised route. But they've both decided, and there's another family as well, to leave the country. Two of them have gone to Poland, two of these families. So
here's the thing that I've been asked, and as I'm trying to answer this question helpfully, I'm coming to realise it's a really hard question to answer, and that is, where can parents find a psychologist or a counsellor who will sincerely and authentically and with evidence-based therapies help their child through gender dysphoria without pushing them down this transition road?
Look, I obviously will state, and I've stated all along, I'm certainly not an expert. I've just been thrust into this world, so I've had to obviously go searching myself on behalf of some of these very concerned families just to try and find them some support. Interesting, that article that you mentioned, because there is a body of psychologists who are rejecting this agenda with, I think, as you mentioned, so that's the Australian Association of Psychologists Incorporated. And the head of that is Paul Stevenson. There seems to be a number of medical professionals of late who have become increasingly alarmed and concerned by this agenda. And
it's kind of a rhetorical question that I'm asking, because my research has found it's actually really hard. And the more people I talk to, it appears there is a deep-seated fear amongst mental health professionals that if they take a evidence-based position that doesn't conform to the status quo ideological position, then they're actually going to be professionally punished by some of these peak bodies and professional associations for having a position that is skeptical about the current narrative around safe schools and gender transitioning and the 72,397 genders that are currently listed, and, you know, change with the moon or your feelings or whatever. So when they want a science-based position, so they're actually afraid to advertise. They're actually afraid to come out. Because lawfare and professional associations have been weaponized to conform science to a narrative rather than the other way around. So this in itself seems to be a really... do you know if that association is having any success, I guess by strength of numbers, in being able to offer more services and reach more people?
I'm not sure. I mean, I was alerted to it through the article myself in The Australian. Right. And it's a fantastic turn of events, I think. And it's taken a little while, because these parents are desperate. They're desperate for help. And you're right, there isn't anywhere for them to go. And the psychologists that don't agree with this, the doctors, the many, many medical professionals have this political agenda that makes them very fearful to speak out. Right. And so people do need to be cautious. I mean, as I mentioned, that we're in unprecedented times in this country, and unfortunately things will be weaponized as soon as parents kind of react in the way that's deemed not appropriate for this ideology. If they show any concern, the laws will be weaponized against them. And here in Victoria, we have the mature minor law. So from the age of 12, parental rights are removed. If the child is deemed at the age of 12 a mature minor by a teacher or a medical professional, then all parental rights can be removed. And so,
brilliant. So Victoria now has 12-year-olds voting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that's the next
and
push.
Getting tattoos.
Absolutely.
And prostituting themselves.
Interesting, isn't it? When the brain's not even developed, into the early 20s, that, handed over to the state. And this is a big battle that we're in.
Ridiculous.
No.
Ridiculous.
And so that's the fear, because, you know, with the families that I mentioned, their concern was if they showed any alarm as to what was going on, or they alerted anybody to their concerns, that they wouldn't actually be provided with the proper care that they were wanting for their family.
It does seem in this environment like if you resist a child's suggestions that they might be transgender and try and treat that as any other pathological confusion, then you're inviting the government to get really involved in a very unwelcome and hostile way in your parenting and your family. What's your advice for the generic situation where somebody discovers, a parent discovers that their children are getting polluted with this ideology and worse, maybe even succumbing to some of these suggestions?
Well, look, unfortunately, we're in a time where you have to work with the system, not against the system. That's my feeling. So stay calm and seek professional help outside. I mean, I think the language needs to be around the well-being, the long-term well-being of the child, your concern, your care. I'd certainly be very strategic about how this was handled. I mean, it's interesting. Direct everyone to have a look. I've posted on my page just today Lyle Shelton's latest blog, where some screenshots have been presented by another mother from the Safe Schools program, now deleted or hidden. But it actually, I'm going to actually read it out. It says, in the curriculum, it says, this is my life. This is something I have to do. So this is if a child thinks they're going to receive resistance to surgery, I guess, surgical intervention or hormone intervention for transitioning.
Mm-hmm.
Says, and if I had any other sort of medical condition, people wouldn't say, wait to get treatment. And then it goes on to say, let's rush you to hospital and let's quickly get you the surgeries you need. So this is part of the Safe Schools indoctrination.
That's shocking.
That people, you know, children are potentially being taught in schools. So I would suggest staying really calm. I would, you don't want to cause drama or alert anybody.
That would be counterintuitive for me.
Very much so. I mean, your instinct would be to get them out of there and go. But, you know, unless you can get them into a safer environment, like a private school, if that's not conforming to this, which is very, very hard, especially in Victoria. But there are some safe havens.
Are Christian schools conforming to this curriculum in Victoria?
Some are, yes.
You're joking.
No.
Goodness me.
Yeah. So that's where you have to be very careful. I mean, that was the situation with one of the families. They were a Christian family and they were concerned that even going to another Christian school, you alert the wrong kind of person. It just takes one zealot in the school and the laws are already in place. So you can, you lose that there. their right to their medical information. I mean, in Victoria, we've had my children have been removed. I think this is actually, it'll be federal law. At the age of 14, they're taken off your Medicare card and you are potentially denied any medical access to your children from 14. So,
how ridiculous.
Yeah.
And the government's literally stealing children.
There is. There's 100 doctors' clinics in operating in Victorian schools, unbeknownst to the population, who seemingly are unaware that this is happening, funded by the Daniel Andrews government. But basically 100 doctors' clinics operating where your child can have their own medical appointments and you'd be none the wiser. And also we've got the implementation of the Lawyers in Schools program. So all of this is you know, there's nothing alarmist about what we're saying. This is actually happening. All the information can be found. The program has come from UNESCO, so this is a worldwide problem where they're pushing this agenda. But I mean, it is counterintuitive, but you really need to be stay calm and seek professional help that is not the mainstream. Those brave voices that are speaking up that share your views and values. So the Australian Christian Lobby, the Australian Family Association.
Great.
They're always great places to direct people to.
If somebody wants to contact you directly, Marijke, and just have a quiet chat with you, how can they reach you?
Obviously, I mean, everything I do is in a volunteer capacity as a mum of four. I do have an inbox through Political Posting Mama that people often message me through my Facebook page. And then, obviously I do need to screen certain individuals, but going well, I'm happy to take the conversation further for people that have these concerns.
Brilliant.
And help where I can. I mean, I'm navigating it all myself, but obviously.
And so most of the time you'll probably just refer people to professional associations like the Australian Family Association, the Australian Christian Lobby, and somebody that's closer to them.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, the Australian Association of Psychologists that have just come out with the director, Paul Stevenson. This is new and this is fantastic. But there is an organisation that's trying behind the scenes. They're not out yet, but to try and gather those people together so that there is somewhere.
We have to fight back. We have to push back because more socialist governments, such as in Victoria and the trend in that direction across Australia, have a clear agenda to undermine, dilute and even remove parental authority over how our children are raised and the healthcare decisions we make for them, as well as the philosophical decisions we make for them. The government indoctrinating your children is a terrible, terrible idea. It's exactly what the socialist and fascist regimes of Stalin and Hitler and other people do is divide families and turn children against their parents and convince kids that what a wonderful way to entrench permanent power for a government and for an agenda. And the best way to keep them honest is to let parents raise their children and teach them how to think independently for themselves and not just swallow whatever the government spoon feeds them. Look, I'm going to put the links to some of these associations beneath this video so that we can not bombard Political Posting Mama Facebook page because it might take a long time to answer them all back. But if you want to, there's plenty of information that's available on that Facebook page, Political Posting Mama. And that's spelt the Australian way, with a U, not an O. And then have a look beneath this video as well, the Australian Christian Lobby, the Australian Family Association, and this article that I had a look at. We'll try and find that Clinical Psychologist Association, put that link in there. But please, don't do this alone and don't panic. But also, don't be lethargic or apathetic about what your children are being taught. Make sure you know, make sure you have conversations with them because there are malicious, evil agendas that are trying to steal your child's innocence and perverted agendas are trying to get into their mind and destroy your family. And there's no sense mincing words about that. That's exactly what's happening. And if you love your kids, it pays to just be aware what they're being taught. And maybe it's worthwhile homeschooling them or finding a school that actually supports your values. Any final words, Marika?
I just, it's my prayer and my hope that Australian parents will wake up. I mean, some are awake to what's going on, but it is such a nasty agenda that I just hope that people start to realise that, you know, I've certainly been vindicated in the whistleblowing that, you know, my children helped with and that we did early on. But and they're definitely pushing this agenda, but we just need to wake up. It's like the frog in boiling water. Yep. And we're getting to boiling point. I have become the kind of conduit for these parents who, you know, some of these have actually been through the surgical route against their family's wishes, and you've got girls with their breasts being removed, healthy breasts being removed.
Tragic.
And ending up regretting it in a of number course. Of situations a few years later. It's done, you know, hormone replacement therapy, which sterilizes them. And they certainly are removing parental rights. We can't think that this can't happen in our country just because we've always enjoyed these freedoms. So please, I just want to plead with the public to not be complacent and to really not always trust those that maybe in the past you have trusted before.
Yeah, that's right. It's a shame. But let's just think of it more positively as a partnership with teachers. You want to know what they're teaching at school. And this is probably the way to have the conversation with the teachers. I want to know what you're teaching at school so I can back you up and support you and cooperate with you at home.
Absolutely. The majority of teachers are still doing a great job. And
the majority of teachers, that's going to be a really, really positive choice and good for your kids. Good for your kids. Thank you very much for joining me again, Marika. And look, thank you again for all the cost you and your family have personally counted to fight for the rest of Australian families.
Thanks, Dave. Great to be with you. Keep up the fight too.
Yeah. Well, that's it for this episode of Pello Talk. But good news, the tickets for the next Church and State Summit are now on sale. And it would be a big favour if you could buy yours now instead of 2 days before the summit. There's a lot of costs I've got to start investing in right now. And it would be really, really helpful if you know you're coming to a high degree of certainty, grab a ticket. You don't want to miss it. The crowd's getting bigger, 50% each year. And Political Posting Mama was actually one of our guest speakers this year. We always have the nation's highest caliber speakers come and share information that will enlighten us about the important public issues and encourage us that we actually can be effective in influencing the culture as we should in this nation. After all, we're citizens and it's fully legal. There's an invitation from the government to get involved in deciding what public policy will be, what the government will look like, and what kind of justice and peace our neighbours will enjoy or will be denied. And that's why it's really important that we be informed. So the dates for that are the 28th and 29th of February in Brisbane. And we're also going to be in Auckland, Melbourne and Sydney in the days immediately before that. So check out churchandstate.com.au and grab your tickets today. Make sure you tell a friend. And if you haven't been to my website, head to davepello.com. And there's a whole lot of back information there, articles and episodes that you can watch. And thanks a lot for watching. And we will see you in the comment section.